This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 42 for Friday, August 30th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market stepped back today after adding large gains on Thursday. Statistics Canada reported Canadian canola deliveries totaled 2.225 million tons in July, up from 1.398 million 1 year earlier. Chicago soy oil was down, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were higher. However, crude oil retreated by nearly $2 US per barrel on speculation OPEC will increase output later this year. Markets in Canada and the United States will be closed on Monday for the Labor Day holiday. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract was down $4.80 per ton at $614.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all made gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported accumulated old crop corn export sales commitments to be 55.951 million tons, or 98% of the USDA's forecast for 2023-24. Forward sales for new crop total 9.42 million tons, up 12.9% from last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported the Argentine corn harvest was 99.3% complete, and the total crop size would be 46.5 million tons, lower than the USDA's estimate of 50 million. Corn planting is expected to decline 17% in Argentina for the 2024-25 crop year due to concerns over leafhoppers and drought. The European Union reduced its 2024-25 corn crop production outlook to 61.65 million tons, compared to its previous estimate of 62.9 million. The December corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.01. Export sales commitments for U.S. soybeans totaled 45.666 million tons, 99% of the USDA's projected total for 2023-24. Forward sales were at 10.158 million as of August 22nd, the third lowest amount since 2010. Soy oil used as a feedstock for biodiesel production in the U.S. in June totaled 1.267 billion pounds, the largest amount since July 2023. The November soybean contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $10 even. StatCan reported Canadian wheat deliveries totaled 2.657 million tons in July, up 18.5% from the year before. Durham deliveries in July were up 15.1% from 1 year ago at 200,900 tons. Wheat export sales commitments in the U.S. now total 10.023 million tons, 45% of the USDA's projected total for 2024-25. Ukraine's Ag Ministry reported that 21.76 million tons of wheat out of the forecasted 56 million have been harvested so far. Sovacon trimmed its 2024-25 Russian wheat production estimate by 800,000 tons at 82.5 million. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.52. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.65. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.01. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 30th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti. Have a happy Labor Day.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.